This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
All right, continuing our search for photo walls, we're in downtown Los Angeles, or the edge of downtown Los Angeles, underneath an overpass.
That is producer Mal Sharp. He and his daughter Jennifer have been documenting what they call photo walls, these displays of pictures that you see at small businesses. Today's stop, a puppet theater known to generations of Southern California kids.
Jennifer, where are we going today?
Well, we're going right over there to Bob Baker's Marionette Theater. It's that kind of aging 1950s building over there.
We're walking inside here now. So you're Bob Baker?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Bob?
Fine, thank you.
This is my daughter, Jennifer. Well, you met her before.
We met.
She's going to shoot a few pictures.
Okay.
The photo wall has been up here for years, I take it. But how long has the Marionette Theater been here?
44 years.
Wow. This first picture of you painting the puppet over here, what was this, in the 50s?
In the mid-40s.
It looks like there's more time in America to just sit there and concentrate on a puppet face the way you are.
Well, yes, there was more time. I seem to have less time as I get older.
And this photo here.
Dora the Dodo Bird. We have two of them. They do the Charleston.
Is that actually Elvis Presley? Is that a movie still with your puppets?
Yeah, that's Elvis. We did G.I. Blues, and we did a song called The Wooden Heart. Yes. He had to go to his dressing room for an hour. He says, I can't sing to that puppet. She's too alive. He was very uncomfortable.
The puppet got Elvis uncomfortable?
Yeah, he couldn't sing to it because she kept reacting to him, and he just felt she was really alive.
What about these marshmallow-looking figures over here?
They're the money cats.
The money cats?
Money cats, yeah, they do.
They're all furry, and they have little bowler hats on.
Believe it or not, they have around 80 yards of marabou that's sewn onto a jumpsuit.
What's marabou?
Marabou is chicken feathers that are on a string.
So where do you buy the feathers?
At a feather company.
Really?
Well, what's it called?
Hollywood Feather.
Hollywood Feather.
I've been going to them for 50 years.
So what's your favorite feather?
Ostrich. Ostrich is... Well, actually, I don't know. I've used all different kinds.
How did you get the bug for marionettes and puppets?
I saw a puppet show when I was about five down at Barker Brothers.
The furniture store?
A big furniture store. And then I drove everybody crazy till I got some puppets when I was seven.
Okay, we're going to move back over to this other wall. There's so many pictures to look at here.
I was curious, actually, about this onion puppet over here.
This was to get children to eat vegetables. We had onion, we had potato, we had celery.
So this one here says Mrs. Broccoli.
Yeah,
Mrs. That's a nice name. She almost looks like Lucille Ball.
How hard is it to keep a place like this open?
It's very difficult. All the things for the government wants and all the taxes and...
The government is taxing marionettes and puppets.
Oh, tell me. They certainly do.
This is sad. No, I mean, really, this is sad.
It really is.
Well, actually, to keep this theater going, we figured up a few years ago that was $30,000 a month. It's now $40,000 and going up.
Did they make you pay Social Security for puppets?
Well, the puppets don't get Social Security, but the people do that work. That work the puppets.
You look so happy in all these pictures, Bob. You look really happy when you're with these marionettes. Are you?
Sure. Why not?
You're just a glow.
Well, in a lot of the pictures, they say smile, but no.
Puppet master Bob Baker talking with Jennifer and Mal Sharp. Pictures are at our website, npr.org.